Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, only three council members. Aaron, a little bit different style, but things were still done. Things were still accomplished. Take us first through the beginning of the meeting, how that all transpired, and then going forward. I know you guys set a public hearing. Take us through that.
Yeah, a little bit different with a few folks not in attendance and us being short a council member at the moment. But procedurally, we worked through that. The procedure here is to temporarily appoint as mayor pro tem the most senior council member, in this case, Councilmember Kingery, who did a nice job conducting tonight's meeting. He took us through that. And with only three council members, though, it is a little different dynamic. And so that influenced, I think, some of the decisions that we saw later. As you mentioned, the first item up was to set a public hearing. This is just a procedural step. We have had somebody make an offer for 210 Terrace Lane, a city-owned property, and so setting that public hearing is the next step, so that our next meeting will actually hold that public hearing, and mayor and council will be able to discuss that offer and whether they'd like to accept that or not.
Following that, there was discussion about the revolving loan program. It seems like a program. The chamber was here with Director Hannah Vanderveer to discuss it. Seems like it's been a program that's been around for a little while that the city has and has been a part of, but it's kind of, I guess, laid to the wayside?
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. And so I think the chamber really has an interest in making that viable again. And so they've done a lot of legwork, research to get that into a format that I think will really benefit, especially be more conducive to our smaller businesses. Historically, the thresholds were pretty high, and so it was better suited for a larger employer, specifically drawing in some of the larger manufacturers that sort of form the bedrock of our community and our employers here. At this point in time, those folks are all having trouble filling their positions. So while we'd love to have another significant job site come to the area, we also need to be building our smaller businesses. And so I think it's a program that could provide some more flexibility for those smaller businesses to succeed and to be able to use this fund. So I think the changes are good. I think the changes were actually pretty well received tonight by our council members, but there was some hesitancy. As we mentioned, with only three members, they were really interested in having a full council there. And so the decision tonight was to actually table that. I don't think for anything negative. I do think it's a program that they're supportive of, but to be able to have a more full discussion with the full council there.
And the last thing on the city council meeting tonight was the change order number 10 for the library expansion project. It seems like only yesterday we were talking about this library moving to their temporary location. It seems like all the different things that have gone on with this expansion have been good, and this is the last, almost last piece, basically a little icing on the cake to get everything the way it needs to be.
Yeah, and if you have to have a change order, this is the kind of change order you want to have. And so this was actually driven by the donor wall. We had more donors come forward than initially anticipated, and so they had to switch sides of the hall and the room to accommodate the extra space for the extra donors. And as you mentioned, this project is absolutely in its home stretch. The doors will open at the, I almost said new location, but really it's the old location looking new. They'll open up on the 5th of August with a formal ribbon cutting on Saturday, the 24th of August. So we would love for people to come out and see the new building and all the changes. It's going to be a great asset for the community. We're really excited to be able to have that. And just so excited for all the support we've had. Again, it's such a great problem to have more donors than we had planned on, and just a great product, and really excited for people to see this finished product. It's exciting.
Now, this meeting was a quick meeting, but there are some important meetings and important dates coming up, especially, I know, as far as the vacancy for the former council member Cal Stevens' spot. That appointment still needs to be made, and as of now, I believe there are no applicants so far, but take us through that process and moving forward, what to expect.
Yeah, that's true. So we've had some interests, what I would call off the record. Nobody has officially expressed their interest in writing, which is what we would expect for those folks who would like to proceed in that way. The deadline for that is the end of this month. So July 31st is when we would need that written interest from potential candidates. So we're definitely accepting that until then. The expectation is that person would be appointed on August 19th, the second council meeting of August. There's a pretty high probability that we'll have a special meeting in between to allow for the council to, mayor and council, to do some interviews of the interested parties. But we will have to, we're going to wait and see what the interest is and get that scheduled as that comes in at the end of the month. So definitely for folks who are considering that, another big important date would be for folks, if you're not interested in the appointment temporarily, but potentially interested in the council, obviously the election is going to be in November, and the first day you can pull papers for that would be August 22nd. And then one last date I would mention would be the city for 2 years has run Knoxville Leadership Academy. This is an opportunity to meet and learn from me and a lot of the department heads here in the city. Really would help folks who are interested in serving either on a commission, a committee, a board, or even running for council. I cannot stress enough how much this will help you to hit the ground running if you're considering coming onto our council. So I would strongly encourage, and you don't have to be running for council or wanting to be on a board. If you just have a general interest in the community, I would strongly encourage people to sign up for that. There is no charge for that, and it runs on Tuesday nights, and that will start on September 17th. We actually provide dinner for you for the nights that you come out. So just to sweeten the pot. And yeah, we'd love to have a big class for that. And space is limited. So we'll have more information coming out soon on our Facebook. So just keep an eye on the city's Facebook page if you're interested in that.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.